of this sugya, whether there's a din of oil agabi roses. Let's look at the Ritzvah. Good. So the Gemara of Involvement Base and the three lines at the top, the tape glay the nasa shaving the free. Rachmon Omaraltim or Losa is period. So Gemara said tape glay Rashi the Inami or Bikiva the Omalinian Rice La Fur in the new Linian Orla Asire Kafrisin Avale Shomer. That even if we're going to say that the Evyonis are not a Pera, like Rabbi Akiva, against Rabbi Lazar, the tape of clay. That the Kafrisin should still be included. And if the what's the point of the Gemara? Included in the din of Orla, Maiser, Bracha. The Tepe Klei, the Inami Rabbi Akiva, the Omlin Yen Maiser, the Lav Pirin Enu, the Yen Orla, Siri Kafrisin, Avili Shema. So Rashi says that when it comes to Orla, the Kafrisin should be included in the Easter of Orla, even if they're not a Peire Legabe Maisa. Again, the Tepe Klei, the Nami Rabbi Akiva, the Omen in Maisa, the Lav Pirinanu, that they're not a Peire Legabe Maisa, then in Orla Asire Kafrisin Tahavi Le Shoyme. Why? Rachmona Omar Baralta Merlosa Es Piriyoi, Es Hatofel Le Piriyoi, Es is to be Marbe. Hatofel le piriyah. Umay niyu, what's tofel le piriyah? Shemer la pri. So the Gemara then has to figure out, the Gemara determines when is a shemer, when is a peel, a klipa called a shemer la pri. So the Gemara says, first the Gemara says it's a shemer la pri, heichin de isi ben betolosh ben mchumer. And the Gemara rejects that because the Gemara says that it's clear that klipei rimoin klipei agoyze v'aginim chayavim be'orla. Right? And we know that the nates of the rimoin is not considered to be oichel, it's not mitzdarf l'gavi tuma. And yet, the nates of the orla of the rimoin is chayiv ba'orla. Right. So, what does that prove? Legabe the din of shomer. So Rashi explains, hanates shomer al gabe shomeru. They mistarif. Nevertheless, the nates is chayiv orla. So Rashi the Rachman Rabbi Numei is pure tefil upiriyoi. By nates less a shemir betolish shekisha misyabei shneifim el aklipa. So Rashi fills in the blank. The raya against Rava's beyer that a shemir lepri has to be together the pri betolish is that we know that the nates is called a shemir lepri and the nates of the ribbon is not there b'shas. Betolish. All right, but en route to coming to this conclusion, and therefore we have to define shemir lepri differently. As we discussed yesterday, so we have three different attempts at defining shemir lepri. One attempt is it has to be there betolish. One it has to be there when the kufra, when the pri is. Very, very young. And the third, it has to be there that it has to be essential to the growth of the tree. Right? So we have three different possibilities. Number one, it's there betolish. For a carrot, it's there young. And number three, that its function is, we don't look at when it's there, but its function to protect. Right? Now, in the context of the first attempt, so the Gemara quoted a Mishnah from Orla. Klipe yegoizim v'hagar idim chayovin b'orla. All right? So now Tosfos says, v'chlegis teizu rajbo. Like an aside that we're just forced to notice over here. The sugi has established that the getter pre will be determined in the context of orla. Right? The Gemara provides that either a getter pre can be either defined in the context of orla, in the context of shvius, in the context of maisris, or the getter of oichel in the context of tumah. But the Gemara, the mahalach hasugya is that if something is called a pri legabe orla, it'll be a pri legabe bari priyans. Fine, as we discussed yesterday, the three different shitas as to how to work out the kafrisin. Does it go Basar Eretz Yisrael? Does it go Basar Sofek Brocha Lekula? Or does it go Basar Kol Mokim U'Mokim? Right? So it says Tosfos, based on this Yisoid, this Tosfos is really Ha'ara, it's not really part of our Sugya. It's attention to the Sugya. Hey, Yois, that we mentioned that Gar'inim Egoizim, the Klipi Egoizim, Gar'inim Chayom Be'orla. So therefore, Tosfos says, oh, so if you're going to eat klipi egoizim and garinin, so you should make a bari priyens. Right? It happens to be that it's an opportune time to make this har. So Tav Tosfos says, pirei ninu. The pirei ninu. Mikan shiyesh levorech ala garinin shel gudgoniyos. Vigarinin yafisakin. V'shel tapuchim, v'shel mine garinim, shel peiros, borei priyets. Apparently, they used to eat these kinds of garinim. The garinim that we eat nowadays are usually the pri. Right? It's a sunflower seed. So, that's the discussion still. There's some shuvas about it. But that's the pri. What are the garinim that people eat? Pumpkin seeds. So that would be the same thing as this. Right? There's a fruit. Inside the fruit is a pri. Sorry, inside the fruit are the seeds. So the Tosfos is saying that if there's a din of orla, it's also to eat the garinim, it's a tofel of iriye. Right? So far, so good? Go ahead. Yeah, but you have a choice. You have to say that they ate them. Otherwise, you make it wrong. Huh? I don't know. People could say the same thing about sunflower seeds, though. I don't know. I mean, it has to be that these are edible. So if they're not edible, then it's not shayach. It would make a bracha bachlal. To go back on the internet and find out the history of apple seeds. Gavrinei afrasakin is our peach seeds. Maybe we get unripe peaches. The gavrinei afrasakin. The point's a good point, but you have to say that there was some point in either in time or location of development of the fruit when the gavrinei were edible. Okay, look at the Rashba. The Rashba writes, Kosvu ba Tosfos, Afresakin v'tapuchin v'kol minei peiros, Bore priates. Sorry, I missed a line. Kosu Matosis, the Mikan Yesh Lomoy, She Yesh Lomorech Alagar Inim Shal Gudgonius, She Koren Tzirdis, We Gar Inim Afresakin Vitapuchin, We call Mini Peiris Bore Priates, The Einoi Mechuver, so the Rajbo, the Tosis is wrong. Einoi Mechuver be Einoi Klal. She'elu ein chayovin ba'orlo mishum pri ela meribuya the s the darshin is a tofel of period v'hainu the arvinu v'taninu ba'li klipi agoizim v'kulu me es marbinalu v'adrabba. He says what Ezra said, Shall good Gonias Vafasakin Garinei and Moron, they're bitter. So he said he would make a bracha b'chlal. The lav adaita did who not in a klal. The imam to go in a or, and if you can sweeten them up by popping them, by heating them up, then say a shahaka. That's the Rajba. Right? So Rajba has three auras against Tosfos. Right? The last Torah is no one plants apples for apple seeds. So Tosfos has to, it has to be that what Tosfos is referring to people that died to the Inshay, otherwise Tosfos couldn't say it. Tosfos, then the Rajbo says they're not edible. It must be that Tosfos was talking to them, which was edible. I mean, Lamai said you'd bring a person, if you'd bring a regular, an American. Certainly a fellow from England, Eretz Yisrael. So they would also say, what are these guys eating? And these are hard and bitter things, right? Elamai, you make them salty, so people like the salt. But the person would also say it's a strange thing to walk into a garin store and see people walking with bags of tasteless garin. But you see, cooking for him, welcome me as man. It changes. So on that there couldn't be a machlokes. Otherwise, the Tosfos cannot say what he's saying. It has to be a daita d'inshei not. Then it has to be. So what is the machlokes between the Rajbo and the Tosfos? No, go ahead.
Did we have to be marbe garin from the terrace of Kassav or Allah's Nesterio? Or is it just the fruit within itself already?
So that idea is merumas in the Rajbo, because the Rajbo says it happens that it's in the same line as klipa. Klipa egoizim are included from a satofala period. But the garinim, why the garinim taka osir in Orla? She'elo ein chayovin be'orlo mishum pri ela mirabuya de es darshina es a tofel a period v'hayinu darvinu v'tenenu v'ani klipi egoizim. So he says they are darshin from es. The Rajbo, yeah. No, what's the machlokes? It's spelled out.
I'm saying maybe Tosfos doesn't say that. That's why
you're on the right track, but you're on the right track. What are you noticing?
Didn't he say that Tosfos says they're edible?
I'm saying edible. I have to say edible. He questions Tosfos. No.
Tosfos saying they're free.
No. What does the Rajbo say?
That they're not free. He didn't answer the question.
No. So what's the machlokes? It's correct. The lashon of the Rajbo is she'elu ein chayovin ba'olam mishum pri ela mirabuya de'es. What's the first word of Tosfos? The perei dinu. So the machlokes is spelled out. What's the machlokes? No, this is correct. The machlokes are they a perei? What's the machlokes based on?
You say, all is going to make it. That's kind of all made to pri, or if it's when Peros are having Ola and Torah's Marva, other things are on Peros are having Ola.
So that's possible. That's a possibility. Let's go step by step to know every step is accurate. You're saying that we have Xeris HaKosov that Legabe Orlo is called a pre. Right? Now you see the machlekes is Orla is the getter pre gonna determine the getter pre for bracha. So that you can't say that that's the sugya.
Rashba will argue, Tosos will argue that anything that's chayav in Orla becomes a pre. Rashba will argue no. It's not a pre, but it's a getter custom that it's chayav in Orla.
Okay. So in other words, Rashba says the machloek is really how to understand the drasha of es hatofel the period the rabbis when the gemara darshan es hatofel the period, right? So the two ways you can pshat that it's hatofel the period. You can say that the Torah is saying, right, the two ways you can finish the sentence. You can say the Torah is kaveya that tofel the pri is kapri. The Torah is kaveya chiddush. The peel of the orange is also called a pre. The seeds of a fruit are also called a pre. Avaraltim or losay is period. That's what Tosfos has to be saying. That's clear in Tosfos. No, the perei ninu. What do the perei ninu? The Rashbos is for care. That's not the pshat. That's not tofel. He learns the exact opposite. The fact that the Torah said I need the word s. To be marbe means it's not the pre. But legabe, the din of orla, we are expanding the Yisr orla to include things that are not pre. In orla, there's a din of pre, and there's a din of es, of tofel of pre. But it doesn't become a chalushein pre. So Rashba says, yes, that's where Tosfos is coming from. So that's why he ain't a mochuvim, ain't a klal. Why? Number one, they're only chayv and orla. May rebuya de es. It's clear. Ein chayoven ba'orla mishum pri. Ela may rebuya de es. And that's why they're included in the line together with klipas. And then he says, and furthermore, as Tosfos is saying, because they're not edible, and they're not lava daidin inshe, nothing. Tosfos is clear that he holds that the shat and the xeris akosav. Es atofel pri means the Torah made this new din of pri, the pri ninu. Mikan if they're pri, yesh levara. So it's a machleik is how to understand the din of the ribe akos of legabe orla. The Vilna Gaon in the parish of Mishnayis in Orla in the Shnayis of Leo, so he brings many rayas from the Rashba because he brings a raya from Tumas Eichlin, that the Gar'inim are not mitzdarev. It brings the Uriah with the Gabi Trumas, that you don't include, you have to measure the amount of fruit that you have. You don't include the Gar'inim. So the Vilna Gaon says, he doesn't understand, Vilna Gaon shows, look at the Yerushalmi, beginning of the third parak of Orla, he thinks it's clear that the Gemara understands that the drosha is we are being marvis something which is really not oichel, it's not a pri, but a tofel a pri. It's helping out the pri. So therefore, the Torah said, if somebody wants to eat it, you have to be. Oh, you can't eat it legabe an orla, but it doesn't become a chlushay pri. Chor, that's the machloikis. All right. Yeah.
Saying that it's a pre without the drasha, or are you saying that the drasha of oil makes it into a pre for every for
So that's the next step. So Lagabi, the Rajbo, we understand it's like Xeris of Kosovo Lagabi Orlam, but it's not really especially the Lagabi Orlam. Orlam, the person is to be nimna from eating even the things that protect the parents. Fine. But it doesn't become an oichel, and it doesn't become part of Trumis Advisors. So now we have to figure out Tosfos. Tosfos says that the Torah's Mechadesh, that the Garidim have a din of pri. So now the question is, a din of pri legabi orla, but not a din of pri legabi maisimus. So what's Tosfos saying? Until now we understood the Peshat and the Gemara is that orla was going to be kaveya the getter pri. Once we had the getter pri, so you saw from the bottom of Laman Vavamud Beis, then it was the getter pri legabi tumas oichlam, at least the oichlam that was not exactly pri. It was a getter for the Gabi Maisel, the Gabi Shvius, the Gabi Peri Shvius. So everything fit very nicely. The Torah is Keveya, but Aralta Mis Pirioi. Orlo will be the context in which we define what a free is, what a Chaloshein free is, and then we're going to apply it to other Hilchas Zirah, and we'll apply it to Brachas as well. Good. Right? But according to Tosfos Mechadesh now, right, and according to Rashba, that's all in place. Everything, nothing changed. Elomai, there's a chiddush l'gabei orla. The orla is different. Orla is pre and is non-pre. All right. The Rashba is perfect. According to Tosfos, I have to figure what, how do you want to shut the sugya now? Now Tosfos is saying, l'chayra, Tosfos is saying that the din of pri legabe oral is going to be different than the din of pri legabe other parts of Zerah. It's a tough of the period. Es legabe oral. Right? And now Tosfos is going to take the next step, that is the din of oral, which is going to be keveya, not the din of pri legabe maisris, the din of pri legabe shvius, but the din of pri legabe oral, which is going to be magnir. So it's going to be a little bit hard to learn pshat at the bottom of Amud Aleph. So there you're going to have to finesse it by saying, well, unless outside of the Shomer, the Pri, so the Gemara understood that the Pri is defined all the same way. You know, fudge it a little bit. Sometimes that's rigorous. But that's what you have to say. But now you come with a more finely tuned in than yesterday, according to Tosfos. That it's Davka, the getter of Pri, the Gabi Orla, which is going to be Magdir, the Pri legabi bracha, that for some reason, when Chazalu minaseyach, the nusach of brachas, they chose orla. Now, everybody can suggest why that might be, or at least why that might not be so difficult to understand. Go ahead, Josh. It's deiraisa, but legabi shviyas, it'll also be deiraisa. And rather than Gabi Maisris will be the Rabbanan. That's correct. No? Good? Correct. Right? Opening part of the parak. Kodesh Hu Hashem. Right? There was an Asmachta. Except for according to Rabbeinu Hananel and Rabbeinu Misraelion, there was an Asmachta. So you see, I'm not explaining why they chose it, but you see there's a consistency over here. That the bracha was seen as somehow connected with the shira of being nimna from eating something for 3 years and then bringing it to Yerushalayim. Right? In other words, I don't want to go off to drushes right now, but part of the shira of netar revoy is that one was nimna from eating it for 3 years, and the first time he eats is in Yerushalayim. Look, so at least you see a connection. Look, go ahead, Ezra. It was rejected as a makor, but as an asmachta it was still accepted, right? It was rejected because it didn't cover everything. But as an asmachta, it sounds like that's what the Rishonim said, the Ritva said. And Ritva, we pointed out the Ritva holds asmachtas are more central, but it was still accepted as an asmachta, I think. And that was Lashon of Rishonim. So in Achanavis, we haven't explained anything. We've just found that it shouldn't surprise us that if you have to choose one of Hilchos Zeroim, if there's going to be a difference in the Geter Apri between Shvius and Orla, so that the Chazal would choose Orla over Shvius, we understand why there'd be such an Atiyah. You have to explain it still. But L'chor, that's what's coming into the Stoicism. Yeah, let's connect what we discussed now and we discussed yesterday. What Michael was saying before. So yesterday we discussed that we could suggest within the Bahag that there's a machloikis as to whether it's a formal connection that the halacha of Orla determines what's a pri. Right? Or whether Chazal were establishing Hilchos Brachos based on the nusach of Loshem Neyodim, the nusach of what people use, and the nusach of people is going to be based on Hilchos Rom. But they're only going if people understand that they cannot partake of a specific part of the tree during Shvias, that's what they're going to call the fruit, the peri. They know that they can't partake of a certain part of the tree in Orla, the first 3 years, they call it the peri. If they know that when it comes to Trumas and Maisras, they have to give Trumas and Maisras, they'll call it a peri. In other words, it's the halacha which shapes the nusach of people. And so he pointed out, yes, that might be the machloikas between the Tosus understanding of the Bahag and Tosus' own shita, she'ein l'chalek. The Tosa understanding of the Bahag is that it's going to change you. Mokim l'mokim. Mimela, the brach has to change. Mashenu kein, Rabbeinu Yoina. And what Tosa seems to say, that it has to be consistent and does not change you. Mokim l'mokim. So that should be that whatever determines the pre to be the pre. So now if we're going to assume that Tosa is consistent in this place as well, so then it would say that Tosus is saying that Orla is determining what's called a Geder for the Gabe Brach. Not that Orla is going to determine the Nusach the Loshman Yodah. Right? Now you could argue a little bit because it's this Tosus, Klipi Egoism, precedes the later Tosus. But I don't think Tosus works that way. That at this point, he's something different. I think that's how it works. So, l'chara, once you see the Tosfos of Hilchos at the last line, will be brachas leko chiluk bein ba'oritz l'chutz la'aretz. So that means, I didn't mention this yesterday, but the Meiri says it. That's what we said. It just didn't say the Meiri that Eretz Yisrael is going to be keveya the Geder Pri, because ikur din of Orla is Eretz Yisrael, ikur din of Shvi'is is Eretz Yisrael. So you have to. So the Torah was Magdir Peiros up in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, if the Kafrisin are part of the Pri in Eretz Yisrael, then they're part of the Pri every place. Right? So that's an interesting Tosus. In the Tosus, you can't say that for some reason Orla is more influential in determining the Nusach Losh Madiyot. No, you have to say that if there is going to be a difference in the Geder Pri in different parts of Zeroim, so the din of Orla is going to determine it. And that should not surprise us because of Kodesh Shilulim Hashem. Good, so that's the first error we wanted to make. Next is the Taisus and Shi'urei Kapula Lava. Alright? Here is this is the second attempt of the Gemara to determine what's called the Shem of the Pri. Right? The Gemara rejected the first attempt because the Neitz HaRimon falls off Betolosh. So the Gemara, now this is a little bit complicated, the Gemara points out there's a Machlekes Rav Yesi Rabbonon when it comes to grapes. And the Gemara at the end says that this Machlekes is unique to grapes and does not apply to other fruit, and that's why the Gemara rejects the attempt of using this to determine when a Sherman priest legabi other fruit. What happens? The Gemara says, Eimas have. The Shomer Lepri Emes Havei Bekufra. The Kokoro Le Shomer Lepri. Sorry. The Gemara says that the second attempt is that the Kafras is there Bishas Gemar Pira. Shomer Lepri Hecha the Isa Bishas Gemar Pira. High Kafras less of Bishas Gemar Pira. The Kafras is not at the din of Shomer Lepri, because it's not there, Bishas Gemara Pira. Fine. The Gemara rejects it because the Gemara shows that if the Legabe Kufra, the small dates, that it has a shell which is there. It's not the Bishas Gemara Pira, and it's also called Shema Lepri. Fine. That's the way that the Gemara rejects it, and that's come to the final conclusion. While the Gemara is pointing that out, the Gemara discusses whether the early stages of a fruit, is that called the Pri or not. So the Gemara says that Legabe, a grape, that's the Machlekes Rabbi Yisi Rabbonim. But Legabe, everything else, everybody's masking that the early development of the fruit is not called a grape. It's not called a fruit. Okay? Good. So now we have another aside. We've just learned that when it comes to grapes, they are several different stages. Alright? And we've learned that in an early stage, if you hold like Rabbanon, so then they will not have the halachas of a peri, legabe what? Legabe what din? Legabe what din? Shvius. Legabe din of Shvius. Ein koitetzin, me emes ein koitetzin se ilonis b'shvius. Alright? Now, when Rabbi Yossi said, smadar osir, if they shoot pri, so that was legabe orla. Right? So we know that when something is that Rabbi Yossi would call it a pri at a very early stage, Rabbanan are choyleg legabe a grape, but legabe other things they're masking. So legabe orla, if for some reason we eat early stages of the fruit, that would be osir for orla as well. Right? And when it comes to Shvius, Shor Kol Ilonos, except for Charuvin and Gefanim and Zeisim, Shor Kol is Misha Yaitziyu. Right? So, early stages are called Peris for the most part in Shvius as well. Right? That's the second din that is not really related to our sugya. Just a way of determining what the Shemel Prina. But Taisva says, takes the opportunity. Shir Kipul Alovan. By the way, the Suyi Bein Koitzin is important. Halacha Lamaisa Baltashkas. Lagave fruit trees. Shir Kipul Alovan. Upachais Mikan Layave Pira. Alright? Taisva says, Shitosai. Then we're defining where to get her a pri is. So Taisva says, as again, I think it's pretty clear from the Gemara, that a very small stage, legabe grapes, that's not called a pre. Mikan yesh lilmoid al boyser poches mipol loy bevorchin alei boyre priyoei tzel a boyre priyadoma. Quotes halachas gedolos, again, consistent with our sugya. That something which al pidin is not called a pre, so that would not have the din of pre legabe. So even a small stage, an early stage. Look at the Rosh Siman Hey. By the way, the Legabe Garinim is Machlaik is on a Paskin. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like Tosef and the Mishneh Berurah, Nireish Beisim Gimel. And the Mishneh Berurah says that many Achorim disagree. It's a Lachar B'Yisavik Rochus. That's Legabe Garinim. We'll talk later on, excuse me, about Garinim, which eat near Tisrael. Okay, Simon Hay. Tenan. Me'em besayin koitzes ilonis v'shviyas v'sham v'evim kol ilonis v'shitzim v'sil oibim achavu mishe yishor shiru fanda mishe yigru v'azaisi mishe yinitzu. Sharka ilonis v'shitzi omer v'asi v'boisi v'girua v'shir kvot lov. Mikan yish lulmoid. She'n mevorachin boi pri'etz al boisi v'kishu pochis mipul alovan. Abo mevorach alov boi pri'adom. Kemoi kafris in the min leil by priyadom of sharilonis mishi yitzu miyad choshevu levarech bore priyo eitz ve'im mesupok beboiser mosa yukapul alavon yevarech bore priyadom of the kamlik mosisen im birech al pebrei se'ilon bore pri hadoma yotza ve'af agav de'vigmor b'ayki lekev yudah v'kol mokav kalin hachi. I'll get to later on in Ritzisha. So again, the Rosh writes that the same din as Tosfos. How is the Rosh different from Tosfos? The Vilugoyin Zahara and Shulchan Aruch. The Vilugoyin is Bedayik that the Rosh learned his din from the din of Shvius. Tosfos is Lav Dafka from Shvius. Tosfos learned it from Rav Asi. Who buys the rule for a lover? Which we need to know for the din of oral as well. But the Rosh quoted in Koitz and Lonis Vishvias. So the Ligoyin thinks that Tosfos, the Ligoyin is finds the Rosh difficult. Why should he learn dafka from the din of Shvius? Should he learn from the din of Orlov, from the din of Maestris? It says that he asks Akasha because the din of the Easter of cutting down trees in Shvius begins before Unas HaMaaser, which begins very early. It's a different din. The din of cutting down a tree during Shavuos is being mafshid peiros. So the Gra says that the din of mafshid peiros could begin before it's really a pri. You shouldn't bring a raya from Shavuos. That's the going point. So again, one could suggest it's always difficult to take on a Gra. Could be that we shouldn't be so medayik in the Rosh, because the Rosh does say, "Omer vasi goyseu gemu v'shirip v'glon," and they say, "Mikan yishol moed." On the other hand, we do understand the Rosh as well, because if that would be correct, why we understand the Gra? If with the Gra being medayik, because there's really no reason for the Rosh to quote halacha shvius over here. Halacha shvius belongs in it's shvius. So if he's quoting it over here, it's probably because he wants to bring this as a source for his brachas. That's what the Gemara is saying. Once you've been dyed that way in the Rosh, so he's saying that that's Lav Dafka. The Gemara says the din of Shvius is different. Mafsid Peir Shvius is not the same din as Mafsid Peir Shvius. I'm going to cause something which will become a peri, not to become a peri during Shvita. So he'll give you the right to do that. See, this is a kasha. And you find the kasha in other places also. For us, it's important to realize that, once again, that the Geder HaPri, when we say the Geder HaPri, is defined legabe orla. Right? So Josh said before, because that's a din de raisa. So I countered Josh by saying, but they have shviyas. It's the embassy, you don't have shviyas. Because shviyas, we're not sure, it sounds like from the Mishnah, shviyas, the Easter being mafsid perish shviyas begins before the chalosh pri. It could be that the Easter of Kedusha Shviyas might begin later. I'm not sure of that. So again, coming back to this Tosfos, the Tosfos says that the din of Orla per se defines the pre. So then we said it's consistent with Kedush Yilul Hashem, but what Josh said has a lot of merit as well. That legabe trumos and maaseres, so a pri is going to be legabe bikurim. It's only the shiva minim. Legabe trumos and maaseres, aside from the shiva minim, is going to be the rabbanon tikkun. Right, legabe shviyas. So it seems from Mishnayos, and certainly Tosfos does not get stuck in the Rosh's problem, that Shviyas, the Geder HaPri, may not be so important. That it will eventually become a Pri, that's important. Right? There may not be an Isur Shviyas Lagabe Kafrisit, but Legabe Orla, the entire din of Orla is centered on the Geder HaPri. Legabe Shviyas, the Easter Hefsid Pri might start earlier. Again, it doesn't mean that there won't be a din of Pri Legabe Orla, the Easter Schayra, and Legabe Shviyas, but only applied to a Pri. The Easter of Hefsid will only apply to that which is called pri. So, according to Tosfos, according to Rashba, there shouldn't be an Easter in being mafsid klipe garine peiros during Shviyas, because it's not a pri. According to Tosfos, there shouldn't be an Easter of being mafsid garine peiros b'shvius, because Tosfos holds that es hatofel made it into a free. The Gabri Olam has to get it free. Right, so we still have to explain that there still is a getter of Rila Gabi Shviz, but you see from our sugya that using Orla to define pri is a more encompassing definition. You don't have to figure out exactly which part of the Lacha we're talking about. And Lacha, it's part of the Kodesh Elul Hashem. Good, that's what comes up for these two side issues. And in Yirtz Hashem on Sunday, when we have Shir on Sunday, Sunday we'll do the Sugya Pilpul in Yirtz Hashem. But we have to Shir it earlier on Sunday. Let's schedule Shia for 11:30 tonight. Okay, Emir Tashem. Good.
Where
does Shia Mazel Tov to Eli, becoming a chassan.
Yeah. I'm going to go by it.